Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We are asking whether it's too early for the fire Stefanski talk. When does it become, when is that like an actual conversation you're willing to have?
Well, I mean, obviously it's a conversation now, but it comes with a caveat of like, well, you're not going to do it right now.
Yeah.
So are we talking about like what week potentially it would be? If you go to 14 or 15, you might as well go the whole distance, right?
Yeah. I don't think there's any scenario where I think he deserves to get fired in season unless his agent comes to you and says, we think we can get another head coaching job with like 2 weeks to go. Would you let him out early out of, you know, fairness or loyalty? And then I would do that and I'd make somebody who has no chance of being the head coach, the head coach.
So in a little bit of a twist, because we're talking about how Andrew Berry could potentially come back next year. Is there any way that Stefanski does, in fact, have his job secured for next season and we finish out this year the way that it's going and he does, in fact, keep his job? And it's just one of those scenarios where it's just obvious they all got mulligans and Haslam is seeing that through.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose.
But some of the beat reporters were still putting that rhetoric out there as recently as last week, and I'll be curious to see if they change their tune on that this week, but I don't think they will.
If you go 5-6 in your last 11 games, you'd still only, quote-unquote, be a 5-win team. That would probably, I could see Jimmy selling that as, we had a brutal start to the season, and then we finished basically playing 500 ball, all we need is a quarterback. I don't think that's happening, but yes. I absolutely think that could happen.
I mean, I tend to think Haslam kind of goes where the fans end up going ultimately, yeah. And just the way the fans have turned on Stefanski in the past 2 weeks, we'll get there with Stefanski. But it would be interesting if entering next year we still have the same two in charge, and it just seems like they get to just hang on forever.
All right, can I flip that on its ear?
Yeah,
is
let's
there
do
a
it.
Scenario where Kevin Stefanski survives and Andrew Berry doesn't?
That I can't really find. That would be the biggest shock out of all of this. And all the scenarios we can talk about, that one playing out would surprise me the most.
It would. I think 4-7, right? If you get, depending on what your four wins are and when they come. And I think it's built on the quarterback. If Dylan Gabriel comes alive at any point under Kevin Stefanski's tutelage and the offense has an uptick, and maybe there's just the defense has one too many injuries, so there's kind of a meet in the middle thing there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if the offense suddenly starts to look like an NFL offense, like I think Andrew has been worse at his job than Kevin is at his. So even with the most recent rookie class, I still think firing Berry and like basically going to Kevin and saying, who's your John Lynch, makes a hell of a lot more sense to me than the opposite. And again, I'm the guy that would have fired Stefanski last year.
Yeah.
I just think like,
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills right now. I just didn't realize you didn't like Andrew Berry as much as you don't.
I mean, I just think he's getting off scot-free. I think he's getting a free pass. And it's like, look.
No Peterlin pass like, for Andrew Berry on a Monday?
It is a Peterlin
pass. The Peterlin pass.
Maybe it's not a Peterlin pass, but it's definitely, I don't think he's getting enough criticism. And I refuse to believe that a mulligan should be issued for Deshaun Watson and Baker Mayfield.
Oh, you can refuse to believe it, but it's what Albert Breer says is happening. It's what they've put that decree out there. And then since that point, it does feel like Andrew Berry has been better at his job than Kevin Stefanski has. And if I was Andrew Berry's people, that's what I would be selling. The idea that in the past year and a half, I look better at my job and I'm on the uptick instead of Stefanski, who is more on the downtick.
What's the last year and a half? Oh, is it just, okay, Kevin's just has looked that bad?
He's looked that bad, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
216-474-0092. Is it too early for the fire Stefanski talk? Thomas in Brunswick, welcome to the show.
Thank you, my friends. I don't want him fired. He just shouldn't be calling offensive plays. Give it to Tommy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's why they're losing right now, Thomas.
No, that's not why they're losing, but he's not coaching well. And I like him, actually. So I just need him to coach better, and I think if he didn't call plays, he would coach better.
Tommy, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Told you earlier in the show. That's like we did this like 2 years ago with Stefanski. Like that call, that call that Tommy just gave was the resounding idea behind Stefanski, is that if he's not doing the play calling, he can do more. And I just don't buy that necessarily, not with this version of Stefanski. I think an earlier version at work, not this one.
Yeah, I mean, I actually liked when Kevin didn't have the play calling last year. I did see a what I thought was noted improvement in like attention to detail when in like game decisions. At the same point, like, he clearly feels comfortable. I just don't think it's why, outside of the run pass distribution yesterday, which I don't think that's about play calling. I think that's about Kevin's philosophy. Well, I think Kevin is the symptom. It is symptomatic of a problem in the NFL of all these young coaches, all the offensive coaches, who the second you get down by 3 points, they go, I need points, and panic and pass the ball over the yard.
And there also was there's a belief there in Dylan Gabriel that I think Stefanski had to try to figure out. And I saw this number that just came out in the last hour or so. The Browns have been stacked 8-man boxes against them 36% of the time so far. And that's second highest in the NFL. And it happened, obviously, a lot in that game against Pittsburgh. And they were daring Dylan Gabriel to prove them wrong. And I think Stefanski got excited at that dare. It didn't work out, but I think he got excited about that dare.
216-474-0092. Peter in Brunswick, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for letting me call in, guys. Just like everybody else, super frustrated, obviously, with the season. But, I mean, I think you got to let Kevin go at least towards the end of the year. I'm not sure about Barry. He may have kind of saved his job with like this past draft class, but it's not even just the play calling. It's just the lack of discipline all around. I don't know. He doesn't seem like he's a motivator of men. Seems like he's lost the locker room. I mean, honestly, where are we going to say, I mean, I know Baker, we kind of got rid of him for Watson, and that may have been Haslam. Who knows? But even with Baker wasn't performing well with Kevin. Who's to say that Deshaun, you know, say he goes to New Orleans or Atlanta. You think, what if he, you know, I know it's all what ifs, but I don't know if Kevin's molding quarterbacks. I think he's bad at calling plays. I just think the team's undisciplined, penalties. It's just a whole plethora of things. We can't score over 20 points. I mean, you got to get rid of him. I think the ship's kind of sailed there. We're 4-22 in our last 26 games. Like, you got to cut it off at some point.
Peter, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. So my defense of Stefanski really just comes down to, let's make sure that we're also addressing Andrew Berry, because I don't know how, if you just get rid of one half of this. And again, the catch 22 is, I also don't believe in wholesale firing both guys. I just really struggle that Andrew Berry's the right guy to lead this organization going forward.
I'm ready for something new. And I'm ready for Bert and Ernie to be both gone.
Who's Bert and who's Ernie?
We still haven't decided. Okay. I've not made up my mind between the two of them. But I'm ready for a change. I'm ready for us to be talking about a new GM, a new head coach. I'm ready for all of that. I don't think I'm going to get my wish, by the way. I don't. I think Andrew Berry will keep his job. I'm not entirely sure if Stefanski will, but I'm ready. I've seen it. We've done this. They haven't shown me they know what they're doing, and they haven't shown me they're going in the right direction.
I think the problem with Kevin, I disagree that he's a bad play caller. Like most play callers, if you give him talent, he's gonna look really smart. I don't think he's had talent the last 2 years. All this being said, the one thing I agree with Peter 100% is he's just not a leader of men. But I guess this compounds the problem of, are they...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Comfortable with that. Like, is our Barry and Stefanski, again, I remember hearing that Haslam and Greg Williams weren't the best of friends, right? Like, are they ready for a more authoritarian type head coach or somebody who is a little bit more of a leader of men? Because that innately is a threat to people like Andrew Barry.
And that's scary to someone like Jimmy Haslam, because right now it does feel like Andrew Barry and Kevin Stefanski will do their bidding. Like, they're good soldiers. When it comes down to everything that Haslam wants to have play out, they've been good soldiers. And if you're going to hire anyone of substance, it's really hard to get him to play those games that Haslam wants him to play. It's a real problem the Browns have to try to maneuver through.
Well, and here's the thing. Even if Jimmy Haslam is ready for that, is Andrew Barry? I think Andrew Barry likes the fact that Kevin Stefanski, I don't want to call him a pushover because that's really not fair, but that Kevin is more amiable than most head coaches would be as well.
I mean, I group them both in together, though. Like, top down, they will do what Haslam wants. We've seen it time and time again. And so I think that's very comfortable. I think that's why they've gotten 6 years, whereas people like Hugh Jackson, people like Greg Williams, people like Freddie Kitchen, the guys we've talked about, hadn't had that same really length to try to prove themselves because they didn't do their bidding and they didn't just say, yes, you know everything, Jimmy. We're going to do what you say.
Those guys were also booty cheeks, in fairness.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.